You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it's Chris here. Just want to give you a quick update on the podcast. On our next podcast, which will be out on Friday, the 18th of February, we have Mark Polymeropoulos, who's a former senior intelligence officer from the CIA, and we'll be discussing his fantastic book, Clarity in a Crisis. I'm sorry it's been a bit quiet on the podcast front over the last few weeks. Obviously, there's been the ongoing crisis in the Ukraine, and maybe some listeners have been thinking, Chris is going to release an episode on the Ukraine. And unfortunately, I haven't. So I must apologize about that. I will just give you a quick rundown as to why we haven't so far done any content on the Ukraine. First of all, I've actually been working on another podcast called Warships Pod, when we've been doing multiple episodes about the Ukraine crisis from a naval perspective. In fact, I'm even in one episode where I'm asked to give my kind of point of view on what's going on. So if you click on the links below in the show notes, you better go straight to that episode of Warships Pod. And Warships Pod at the moment, I think we're doing some really fantastic work on covering the Ukraine crisis from a naval perspective. So do check that out, and I think you'll find that very interesting. So I do apologize that there hasn't been any interviews on my podcast about that. I won't rule that out as things go on, but currently I have no personal planned episodes about the Ukraine just yet. So we'll see how that goes. I'm really hoping that that situation will calm down and cooler heads will prevail and nothing will happen. But we do live in this world, and I have a horrible feeling something will happen. So I can't rule out more episodes in the future. On a more personal note, I must also apologize. Just I've had a bit of creative burnout. So I think it's just because I've been working very hard since September last year. Since last September, my work has just gone a bit berserk, which has been fantastic. But it does just make life difficult sometimes in trying to get episodes researched, recorded, and edited. And I just think back, and when I think back about some of the episodes I've been doing over the last few months, I just kind of exhaust myself just thinking about it. So what I have done, I've managed to, now the podcast is starting to make some money, not a huge amount, but it's starting to make some, and that's thanks to partly to your sponsorship on Patreon, and all Patreon subscribers, thank you very much for your support. And also we now have a little bit of advertisement, so the podcast is making a modest amount a month, but it's just enough currently for me to be able to hire an editor just to kind of take a bit of the workload off me, because honestly, I think in the last few months, especially since Christmas, I've just been feeling a little bit burned out and a little bit overworked. So I apologize. I sort of apologize that there aren't more episodes currently, because I feel like there should be. But at the same time, I'm thinking about the long game. So the long game is this: I'm planning to keep this podcast going indefinitely. I really enjoy doing these episodes. I really enjoy interviewing people about espionage and or espionage fiction or geopolitics and all the stuff that we cover. I really do really thoroughly enjoy it. So my plans for the future, there's no real, I can't say there's going to be any precise changes because obviously I work as a freelance filmmaker, so sometimes I get big jobs come in that take up all my time. But I'm planning to kind of obviously stick to our monthly schedule. If time allows, there will be more than one episode a month, and then see how things go. So we've got I'm planning an amazing season 7, so that will be kicking off in September. So season 7 will be the next season after this season. So my thoughts are, and again, it's difficult to completely predict how this is going to go, but I personally would like to have, if no one minds, I would like to have a mini break from the podcast. We've got about 6 episodes left to transmit. So 4 have already been recorded and there's 2 yet for me to record. So once we've transmitted all those, that'll probably take us to about, I guess, June. Planning from July through to early September, I'm going to take a break. And I'm going to try my best to not do anything podcast related at all, just so I can relax a bit and just get some clarity and clear my head a bit and just recharge my batteries. Because I've realized I've been doing this for 6 years now, which has been fantastic. But committing to a monthly episode for 6 years, I'm just knackered. And then with work as well. So I'm going to take a mini break and I'm going to come back stronger. That's the plan. And I've got a nice big juicy wish list for season 7 of some hopefully great interviews, providing people say yes. And obviously respond as much as one can to world events. I'm not CNN, so it is very difficult sometimes to be able to respond to everything because, you know, a lot has happened in the last few months. We've had the Afghanistan evacuation. There's been a lot of terrorist activity. There's a lot of, far-right activity. And obviously now this crisis in Ukraine. So all the best will in the world, is very hard to cover all those things. But I will do my best to do that, especially with whatever comes up in the near future. So really, I just want to say a huge thank you for your support. It really means a lot. There's been some really, wonderful feedback through both reviews, through interaction with listeners on Twitter, Instagram, and also to you wonderful Patreon supporters. I'm hoping those coasters I've sent out will be with you in the next sort of week or so. They were sent out a couple of weeks ago now via our online store. So I'm hoping those coasters will come to you and they'll be in decent order. So, huge thank you very much for your support of the podcast. And, as I was saying, please don't worry. My plans are to keep this thing going indefinitely. I'm hoping, I'll be talking into microphones about espionage for many years to come, life willing. And so I just need a little mini break and then I'll hopefully come back a lot stronger. Going forward into the new year, the podcast will be coming out every 3rd Friday of the month. That's my plan. I'm planning to stick to that pattern. So our next episode is out on the 18th of February. And then the following episode will be out on the 18th of March. Wow, that's not bad going, 2 18s in a row. And then I guess the next one after that would be the 15th of April, which would be Good Friday. So here we are. I can't think of an Easter-themed episode, but we'll have some very good episodes coming up. So yeah, we've got some great content coming up. So I just want to say a huge thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. There are more episodes coming, and then there'll be a mini break, and then there'll be a lot more episodes coming. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.